Thank you. So this is our group from Malaysia. So I would like to introduce myself. I'm Zumila Tengku Aizan, my colleagues, and Dr. Jaria. Professor Tengku Aizan and Dr. Jaria. So three of us here, we are not shrimp people or fish people. We are social people. So I'm a gender, we are gender expert. So we will talk and present from the view of people, not shrimp. So the outline of my presentation is something about the policy in Malaysia regarding the best practices. But we are more towards standard. That's why we, this is under the third agriculture policy. In agro policy, we call SLAMP, S-L-A-M-P. So this is more to standard, but not the practices. Then the second point here, we will present to you the development of keropok leko. Keropok leko is a Malaysian term. This is fish sausage industry. The sample that we present today is a sample of a successful to HACCP level. HACCP is an international standard. What we discuss from morning now today is more towards the good or better practices, not the standard. But what I want to share with you at the level of processor, producer, okay, and producer and processor aim for the standard. Either national, for Malaysia, for example, we have GMP, Good Manufacturing Practices, and we also have IMP, Islamic Manufacturing Practices for Halal Food Production. So this is all standard. It's all not just practices, it's a standard. And the lesson learned, I just want to share with you the point of view of people. Okay, of a people scientist or of people. We are no shrimp here. It's all of us are people. Either we are scientists, we are the consumer of the shrimp, we are the farmers, or we are the producers. But all of us are people. And then issue and challenge in scaling up. The issue here, the terminology of scaling up, because since I said to you I'm not a scientist in shrimp of fisheries, but I just go through all the articles distributed in the bag. So I just want to highlight here that our perspective is from an institution or organizational point of view in determining the scaling up process. It's more towards from one organization, how can we focus? Can be one, two, or three, but not all, but not geographical matters, but how to scale them up to the bigger size by using or adopting a standard accepted either at the national level or international level. So for this case, in many of my research and my study, my concern is up to what we call as post-harvest. We are not producing the raw material, but we use your material using all the good management practice or whatnot, and processes it to the what we call a fish-based food products. Okay, so in order to be accepted internationally, we have to have HACCP, or in order to be accepted national level, we have to have GMP or IMP. The policy concern here in our presentation is, first one is to eradicate poverty. So our focus in WP7 more to the vulnerable group, more to hardcore poor and poor, and to develop the downstream industry for employment opportunities. We get fish, we get shrimp, so what next? So this is what we call a downstream activities. Then entrepreneurial development for local and export consumption. We believe that in order to solve the problem of poverty and the problem of people who are hunger, so we have to promote the entrepreneurship among them. So we believe not everybody can be an entrepreneur. So at least some of them can be promoted to be successful entrepreneurs who adopted GMP, IMP or HACCP. So improve traditional production processes through best practices. In the case that I will present in today is a very traditional indigenous knowledge in processing. This is something that very traditional, then how can we use this recipe and produce up to the level of Hessel? So before that, I would like to introduce our model of poverty eradication, what we call through entrepreneurial development, from survival, the needs to who cares about your quality, who cares about your BMP, what we care is about food. So at this is the survival level for income generating program. And then we promote to micro-enterprising. This is my area of interest. How can we promote the micro-entrepreneurs? Or can we promote micro-farm? I don't know. This is an industry issue. Then how can we develop to small enterprises? Our aim is for poor to low-income group, then middle-income group, then high-middle-income group. So we believe that if we can promote this, we believe that we can promote everybody, or we can promote every farmers or every person to be a good entrepreneur. But if we can success to promote some of them, they can eradicate poverty to their local society through job opportunities. And also what we call a socialpreneurs, the good activities and good product for their local consumption. So for local consumption, people concern more to food to eat for survival. So this is our peninsula Malaysia. We are very, very small compared to India, very small. So Terengganu is one of our state or our province in Terengganu. So Terengganu is one state popular with keropok leko. So the keropok traditional food of Terengganu on the east coast of Peninsula Malaysia. But it's very traditional, very authentic, but it's a very good product and to be promoted up to the international level. So the process, the production process is from raw material. This is all fish, can be shrimp, but shrimp is too expensive in Malaysia. So some of them use shrimp. Then from fish, we grind, then mixing and kneading, then shaping, then boiling. Then the end product is what we call keropok leko or fish sausage. So if you ask me myself, I do not know how to do it, but this is come from producer that we need what we call a surimi or, sorry, okay, surimi or fish meat, then sago flour, maximum 20% of fish meat. Then traditional method took several hours to produce, but traditional operated by women in their home. This is initially operated by women, okay? But developed business, majority managed by men, operated as family business with men and women as workers. But during the micro level, mostly all operated by women. But at the small or medium scale, this business transferred to men. This is what I'm going to share with you, what happened during what we call the old practices and good practices or better practices. This is at the level of raw material. Okay, at this level, our case sample here for HACCP start after this, not at this level. This level, they are producing what we call surimi, only the meat of the fish. Okay, for this level, this is grinding. The first stage, when we get the surimi and we process. The old process, this is a very traditional, half-traditional, but this is what we call still old. You see here, the surrounding of the processing is not HACCP. And this is the only one in Malaysia, company with HACCP, processing the keropok leko during the grinding process. This is HACCP. You see the uniform of the workers here. And then we go for next stage. This is mixing and kneading. This is half traditional, but you see the process of not HACCP. And this is HACCP. Okay. So HACCP, here is the process of mixing, and here is the process of kneading. So all machine and workers with a HACCP attire. Okay. So this is a shaping. Traditionally, women do the shaping. HACCP also women do the shaping. I'm asking them. I go to the this place and asking them why women here, because I observe that during the production from the surimi until the stage of men, but up to this stage, women. So they said that this is what we call a green zone. The light, the work is quite light. So women, only women more proper here rather than men. So men transferred all to the what we call a red zone. So need more energy. So but this is a traditional old woman. And the next, okay, this is drying and packaging. For Malaysia, we can simply find this keropok leko like this in the market, no packaging, for local consumption, and without BMP or GMP or whatnot. We can simply find, you go to Terengganu, especially Terengganu in and Kelantan, the East Coast, you can simply find like this. So, but for the next stage, there are some type of packaging, it's still the usual packaging. Then for the next HACCP here, I don't have the picture of any, but this is the process of packaging, the title process of packaging, and the final with the name and brand of the business. So this is HACCP. Okay, what the success story that I want to share with you? All the picture at the my right hand side is a picture from this company. So Keropok House in Merhad, you can simply can Google this name in the web. So the owner is Encik Zainal, is a man. Initially, the business come from Terengganu, Dungun Terengganu, a very traditional authentic business. And Encik Zainal then moved to Selangor. Okay, yeah, Selangor is Klang Valley, is somewhere in Kuala Lumpur. And then, but the manager, the manager is Putri, his daughter. And the supervisor is also a woman. And the workers, 36 with only 10 males, but all these males working at the heavy area, what we call the red area. So male in the red zone, a woman in the woman in the green zone. Okay, this is happened in HACCP. But what I want to share with you, even though less women needed, when I talked to Han Anis, she said that we need less women. Because we need more men, because the production is very heavy process. So, I observe personally that the managerial part is still left by women, except for the top one. Keropok House Sdn Bhd. This is the background of Keropok House. But what I want to share with you, Keropok House has GMP for our national standard, has HACCP for international standard, and halal. Especially for IMP. So this is only one example how from the micro-enterprising, but there is a transition how the adopting of all this standard and then producing one indigenous recipe to become an international accepted product. Agency input. In Malaysia, we have economic planning unit, we have inter-agency coordinating unit, we have Ministry of Agriculture, we have Department of Fisheries, we have Fisheries Development Authorities of Malaysia, we have Federal Agriculture Marketing Authority, we also have Ministry of Rural and Regional Development. This is all the agency at government level who give assistance, okay, to this type of enterprises. But I just picked one sample for fish-based product. But we have so many samples of processed food which are not necessarily fish-based. Okay, non-government, we have a fisherman association, we call NECMAT. We have Amanah Itia Malaysia Microcredit, which is NGO. We have religious-based group, and we have Sejahtera Foundation. This is their association also. And this is government and non-government and government who assist this type of organization. Then the key issue of scaling up, again, I use the terminology of scaling up strategy for our case is holistic plan. Through my research and through our group study, that we found that we need a holistic plan for the whole chain, not just a plan of adopting GMP to the farmers, but for the whole chain. But the issue again, what is the chain? That is our challenge. That as our previous presenter said, we need a multi-discipline scientist or people to be in and see and draw the chain, and then we must have a holistic plan throughout the chain. So we must have a stakeholder involvement, all the stakeholders. How to know the stakeholders? We have to know the full chain first. and appropriate technology to assist the process, especially when we are adopting the HACCP or the JMP, and understanding the target group. Just the previous presentation, if we fail to understand who actually our target, the dynamic of our target, so the failure probability is very high. But for us, the readiness of the producer, the people, it can be the readiness of the farmers, the readiness of the those involved in processing, producers, and the readiness of the market, the people in the market who want to accept production from the poor, the micro farmers or the micro enterprises. This is issue of awareness, issue of want to help others. As we just listened for one of the presentation just now, that people go to the self-profit rather than the society, what society can gain. This is what we call the socialpreneurs, the awareness of everybody to be a socialpreneur, to give profit to back to the society rather than to only to one people or to small number of people. It doesn't mean no profit, still profit, but there are some portion for society. Okay, financial support. Of course, this is a very crucial issue for micro enterprise to develop. And people-friendly standard. It's again, we have a lot of debate, hot debate, people-friendly standard. We can draw a lot of SOP, standard, procedures, or whatnot. Does all the standards friendly to people? Or that's only friendly to shrimp? No, I don't know. We have to discuss this. Okay. So, as a human, social scientists from human perspective, and especially from the gender perspective, for the WP7 concern is gender a vulnerable group. So I just want to share with you for all the shrimp issues or fish issues that during all the session, especially in the morning and some in the evening. So our concern more to support. Okay, we can see that we are most of participant here is scientists. So we have all the details about our findings. And NGOs, we have all our concern, and we have no bankers here, but there are some of us with money. We can assist other people, but we are not bankers, the private sector, and the government, of course, and the market. This is part, I might be left something, but what I want to share with you, issue of people, there are some other issue of people that we have to give concern, maybe left from this discussion, that their motivation. I heard presenters mention about motivation and skill, their skill. Do we aware about their skill level to adopt BMP or GMP? Our concern so much, for example, I just learned just now about the importance of pH of the soil. And do you check that your farmers really skillful in measuring the pH? I don't know. This is a skill needed for shrimp farmers, for example. So the motivation, how can you sustain their motivation when they saw that a white spot, and what happened to the next, maybe red spot or whatever. So the motivation. So can you have a program to sustain their motivation? And gender issue. How many of your farmers, how many women workers? Gender issue. What happened to the aged and young people? The children of the farmers. Do they have a high interest to the farm? Do we focus this issue? Maybe we as a scientist here, we have all the SOP for our concern, and our farmers under our mentoring success to adopt what in our mind or what in our research finding, but what happened to their children? But at the time that they really understand what you want to deliver, maybe their age is already at 40 or 50. So then they have a problem of physical capability. And what happened to the pond? So this is a social issue. I might be failed to list down everything in this one slide, but what I want to share with you from the social perspective, there are tons of issues need to be addressed rather than our concern from scientist point of view, from NGO point of view, maybe from market point of view, government and bank. So this need a holistic picture, what the people need, no matter even they are the farmers or they are the producers or they are the consumers. And we are also the people here in this industry. What are our interests or what are our dynamic in order to address this issue properly? Representative Migro, thank you. So if you have any question, we will discuss after this. So thank you.